Good evening, and welcome to Midnight Audio Theater, the weekly show where we bring you new and original audio dramas, be they adventure, mystery, sci-fi, or comedy. I'm your host, Kathy Ranella. And welcome back to our final day of unique November, folks. Here in America, Thanksgiving has just passed, and many of you may still be passed out on the couch from all of the feasting that took place just a few days ago. So, it seems fitting to bring you a fairy tale both charming and entertaining before we get ready for the December holidays. And when it comes to turning fairy tales into audio dramas, Voices in the Wind Audio Theater is one of the best. Over the years, they've reimagined many classic tales as full-length audio features. Longtime listeners will remember Voices in the Wind's take on The Wizard of Oz, Cinderella, and Snow White, just to name a few. Their newest release is Sleeping Beauty, which we'll be treated to tonight. Dramatized for audio by Diane Vandenhoven and George Czar, who also produced, composed, and directed this piece, Sleeping Beauty has been transformed from a short children's tale to a wonderfully charming full-length story. It follows the same premise. On the day of Princess Aurora's birth, an evil fairy places a curse on her and declares that before the sun sets on her 16th birthday, she will die by pricking her finger on the spindle of a spinning wheel. To protect her from this spell, the king agrees to place Aurora in the care of three spirited good fairies who live in a cottage in the woods. All of the familiar favorite characters are here, along with a few new ones, with traits and personalities that make them all a bit more developed than their traditional counterparts. We're treated to banter between the good fairies that makes them feel like sisters, and Aurora that is a little more realistic in her actions and reactions to everything going on around her. And several minor characters have become much more, giving us a better glimpse at their thoughts and actions and how they affect the story. All in all, it's a lovely production that can be heard for all ages. So, if you have any late-night Thanksgiving stragglers prowling around right now, feel free to invite them to join in on the listening tonight. The full production is approximately 90 minutes long, so we will be sharing the first hour with you during this show. You'll have to tune in next week to hear the stirring conclusion. Or if you can't wait that long, you can go to hear the full audio at voicesinthewind.ca. Either way, definitely go check out Voices in the Wind's website if you enjoy what you hear tonight. They have many more stories for both kids and adults that are definitely worth listening to. That said, I have talked long enough, so let's get on to the storytelling. Coming up, it's Voices in the Wind Audio Theater's Sleeping Beauty, Part 1. Enjoy.